Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Marcus Rothkranz. Marcus gave his first speech at age 9 on the topic of exponential evolution, a pretty heavy topic for someone so young. He had a successful career in film, doing FX design work in films like Total Recall, Die Hard, and Red Planet. In 1994, he wrote and directed his own $2 million worldwide motion picture, doing much of his own cinematography and personally building more than 300 miniature models. Today, he speaks around the world about health, healing, and reversing the aging process. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Marcus.
Hello, Karma.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Oh, I'm a ham. I grew up watching television, and I knew right away that was the way to reach the world. I would emulate it. I would act like kids. You always mimic what you see and hear, and I don't know. It was just a natural for me to always be in front of people. I'm actually a reclusive hermit. I'm shy. I'm introverted, but when you put me in front of people, something happens, and I hear that a lot of people that are shy are like this, that they're completely different when they're in front of a bunch of people. And then I, of course, something inside you, or me at least, said that, well, if you're going to be in front of a bunch of people, make it worthwhile. Make something, do something, say something that changes their lives, that gives them value and meaning and hope. And I've always been in the entertainment business, and I always kind of thought that most of the stuff from Hollywood was just hollow entertainment. After 2 hours, do you feel any different? I just wanted to do something a little bit more of value, the deeper meaning of life, and study the problems that we have and the pain and try to help other people, because we all go through the same things. And if there's anything I have that I can share with people to help make things a little smoother in life, I will share that. And that's kind of what I'm doing on this public platform, that I'm self-empowering people to heal themselves, basically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. Hopefully in an entertaining way, because healing yourself does not always have to be painful.
Right. And a lot of people think when you eat healthy, you have to eat twigs.
Right. They think it's carrot sticks and celery, and it's not. You can go to YouTube and put in the words raw food. Mine's the number one video in the world, and that's kind of what I'm famous for, is the raw food healer, and it made me 20 years younger. You can see it on my website, the before and after pictures. But everybody thinks it's boring. They think they have to give up and sacrifice all this fun, good-tasting food. It's not true. I have this raw chocolate in my freezer, which I say to people, here, try this. Tell me what raw food, how boring it is. I can make 90-second chocolate ice cream in my blender.
You know, eventually I'd never really thought of chocolate as being cooked, but of course it is.
It is, and it has hydrogenated fats, which are solid at room temperatures, and that's why you can have a chocolate bar sitting on a shelf. But true natural fats, they melt at room temperature, and that way they can go through your body, but the hydrogenated fats, they stay hard, and that's what clogs up your arteries, and your heart kills you eventually. There's so many things in processed food that is bad for you that it tastes good, but it's just not found in nature, and eventually it will do damage. So my point is, you can have just as good tasting, fun experiences naturally, and not just in food, but in relationships. In anything. You don't need synthetically stimulated experiences to have a healthy, vibrant life that has everything in it that you need.
Although spandex does have its moments.
Spandex?
Spandex.
yeah, that's true. But there, you can have some skin-tight clothing that's just as sexy that... Yeah, I'm not... Okay, clothing is cool. I agree. Sexy clothing definitely has its place. I totally agree. Actually, I don't really wear clothes unless I go out. I have this little paradise here in Las Vegas with palm trees, swimming pool, and it's closed in, and I just love sunlight, and I don't ever really leave here. So you're right. If you wear clothes, might as well make it worthwhile.
Right. So getting back to the topic of public speaking...
I'm sorry, go on.
Do you believe that it is a learned skill or something you're born being able to do?
Both. This is kind of what I teach people, even with the health thing. The truth is what it is. There's two things in the universe, love and fear. Love is enjoying everything and living life and celebrating. And fear, which is actually the reason countries go to war, why relationships break up, is because one side doesn't understand the other side, or they don't understand something, so they fear it. The reason people are afraid to go in front of other people and have fun and really express themselves is because they're afraid. They're afraid of rejection. They're afraid of being laughed at. They're afraid of being judged. That's what people need to get over. over. The talent is there, the ability. Everybody has what they need. I always say that you're born with everything you need in life. The moment you're born, you have it all. It's in you. Anything that gets in the way of that is usually just fear. It's somebody telling you a million reasons why something shouldn't be done or couldn't be done. And that's why you should never listen to the head. You should always listen to the heart. And people usually listen to their head. So the head's always saying a million reasons why you shouldn't do something, why you could get laughed at, you'll lose your house, you'll lose your money, blah, 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 blah. And the heart's always saying something a little different. It's saying, oh, try it. Go ahead. Go ahead. And I always say that the people that change history, they were the ones that listened to their heart. They didn't listen to their head. If everybody listened to their head, Christopher Columbus would never set across the ocean because the world was flat, right? He would have fallen off the edge. So the point is that all the people in history that changed the course of everything were the ones that listened to their heart. And I always say that everybody in the world, it's like pieces of a puzzle. They have a special place in the universe. They're here for a reason. And their reason, their place, is unlike anybody else's. It's very unique. So don't listen to anybody else and have them tell you what you can and cannot do, because your thing is unique only to you, and your instructions, your universal God instructions, whatever you want to call it, is unique only to you. And you can't compare that to anyone else. And whatever that message is you're getting, you got to listen to it and follow it. Because that's the only time you're going to be happy in life, is if you follow your own inner voice. And if you compare it to other people's and what's been done before, you're probably going to feel some tension or some friction, because you can't compare it to anything else. It hasn't been done before.
Right. I totally agree. Because one of the things I'm always telling people is that everyone has a gift, at least one gift to give to the world. In fact, I think most people have more than one gift to give to the world. And by not giving that gift to the world, you're kind of being selfish. Selfishness comes out of fear.
Exactly. The gift, it's not something. You are the gift.
But it's like there's a skill, there's something you were meant to do.
Right. Well, the point is, you might not even know what it is that you're doing. It. You don't need to go looking for it. Just be yourself. That's the bottom line, is just act the way you feel like acting. Say what you feel like saying. Be the way you are. Whatever you emotionally feel you should do at that moment, at any given moment, at every second of your life, do it. And because you can say something to someone unintentionally, but you feel like saying it, say it, because you might have affected that person in a way that will change that person's life, and you might not even know it. You'll still be going on for years going, what's my purpose in life? But you don't realize that you just told somebody something or did something for someone that changed their life, and they're going to go out, and it's like going to ripple out and change other people's lives, and eventually the whole universe will change, and you don't even know it because you're so caught up in what's my purpose in life. And I'm saying, you are the gift. You are the purpose. Just be yourself. Just keep doing it. Don't think about what you're doing. Just do it. And in a way, kind of like being on vacation full time without having to worry about what your purpose is.
Well, it's kind of like you're the butterfly that's causing the hurricane on the other side of the world.
Right. You live, you live in the moment, and you stop worrying about the details. Think about it. If you were God and you were creating a universe where you loved your children, whatever you want to call it, would you want them to be worried their whole life, thinking, living in their heads, going, what's my purpose in life, you know? No, you'd want them to have a good time. You'd set it up so they'd be enjoying themselves, and they were just acting out naturally by acting out being who they are. They are. They're making the perfect world. And that's kind of what we forget. It's like, stop thinking. Just be yourself.
Right.
If you feel like getting on stage and saying whatever it is you say, it'll come out. When I go, you know, I get paid to speak all over the world. I just got back from Russia, where I spoke in front of 7,000 people. I met with heads of government. In 2 weeks, I go to Germany. I tour 5 cities. And they always ask me, what are you going to speak about? We have to put this in our flyers and things. And I said, I have no idea. And so they always put in Marcus mystery speech or something. You know, he'll surprise you. And they kind of try to sum up to what I'm. But the point is, when I go into an audience and I don't know what I'm going to speak about until the moment I get into that room and I feel the energy of that audience, and then it'll just come through me. These people need to hear about this. And whatever that is might not have existed a week ago, because what we are is an organic accumulation of what's happening in the world at that moment. So I kind of just channel it through me as to what these people need to hear at that moment. And it always, always touches people's lives in a very deep way, because they always come to me afterwards and say, boy, I needed to hear that. And there can be an overall subject matter, like raw food or something, but it's funny, even when I go to a raw food speech, I always end up talking about relationships or something, because that's what they really need to hear about.
Right.
Because raw food is just a relationship with your food and your health, and people don't realize that if you're all gummed up with bad food, you're unhappy, you're miserable, and your hormones go down, which affects your relationship, blah, blah, blah. So it's all connected. So I always say, stop thinking and worrying about what it is you're going to be doing or how you're going to say it. Just when you're put in a spotlight or on a stage or whatever, in a phone call with somebody, don't even think about it. Just the moment the spotlight shines on you, it'll come through you. And don't analyze it. Don't fear it. just let it come out. And that's what a natural conversation is. That's what a relationship should be with someone. It's that you don't pre-plan it. You just let it happen.
You know, a lot of professional speakers say the same thing. They've got their general topics that they're an expert on, but they don't pre-write their speeches. They go with the flow, and no two presentations are the same because no two audiences are the same.
Exactly. That makes it more genuine. And if you've got an uptight person who's really upset about something, you're going to speak to them different than if you're with somebody who's just flowing through life all happy, and you're going to be different because they need a different type of interaction. So that's what life is about, is just flowing with the moment.
Yeah. Now, imagine if you were a public speaking superhero, and I believe you definitely embody this image, judging from what I've seen from your website that you sent me to. What do you believe are your main superpowers?
Lack of fear is the first one. In other words, don't be afraid of anything that you face in life. A lot of people fear the spotlight. Okay, the camera's rolling, go, and then they just freeze up. Don't even think about it. Just be in the moment. And the second thing is genuinely care about those that you're with and just throw the ego out and just be in the moment. It's funny, I can look in someone's eyes or I can read an audience and I can know right away what it is they need to hear, what it is that I could give them that could make things better. It just comes out naturally. Everybody has this ability. Everybody has the ability to help heal others. And when you come from a place of love and you don't think about anything else, like what you're going to get paid and when you're out of there and when the flight leaves, forget all that. Just genuinely, basically, corny kind of way, make love to the audience. Be there for the moment and forget your own identity. When you come from that place, that's when the magic happens. And then you really feel like you made a difference afterwards. You really, really feel like you can walk out of there and go, I don't even know the details. You just feel like something magical happened.
What kind of advice would you give someone who wanted to develop those same skills, those superpowers?
Well, it's kind of the same answer for all of it. Be yourself. Obviously, training is getting in front of people and just getting used to the feeling of being in front of people and cameras and whatever, or being on the phone and just getting used to the physical feeling of it. But the main thing is to get comfortable with yourself, to love yourself, to not be afraid to give yourself to the world in your own way. Love your message. Love the way you are. Don't have any hang-ups about how you look or sound or feel. I always was worried that I had a Mickey Mouse voice and I was all squeaky and I was skinny and nerdy looking. And, you know, everybody's their own worst enemy. They always look into me what they see and the way they sound. And they're like, well, what if people don't like the way I sound or the way I feel or the way I'll get over it. If you come from a place of genuineness, it doesn't matter if you have the squeakiest voice in the world. It just makes you more endearing. And I realized that it took me 30, 40 years to figure out that imperfections is what makes people endearing and gives them unique character. If you're too perfect, because I worked in Hollywood for 20 years, I know this, there's perfect looking actors and actresses and nobody takes them serious because they're so perfect. Then the character actors, they look like cartoon characters. Those are the ones that people listen to and enjoy because they have imperfections and it makes the audience feel more comfortable. Like, okay, well, I can accept myself better because the person speaking to me has imperfections. And
I know for a fact, at least in the science fiction, fantasy, horror realm, the character actors are probably the most loved.
Yeah, the bad guys are the ones we like the most because they're not afraid to speak their mind and do their thing.
And they've got those little imperfections that make them so perfect in an odd way.
Yeah, in all of life, everything that we have on this planet, and Shakespeare was right, this is just a stage. This is just a movie. And I can get metaphysical as you want here, but this is a dream that we're in, and we are the lead actor in our own movie. So let's have some fun. We're all going to wake up at some point and go realize, phew, that was just a dream. So let's have some fun here. I mean, literally, let's do things that have never been done before. Look at us. We do it when we're in the shower. We do it when we're alone. We run through the house acting like kids, right? We scream.
Yeah.
We do silly things. We dance. We sing. But the moment somebody walks in the door, we shut up and we're like, oh, he didn't hear me do that, you know, because I didn't fool myself. Well, what if you kept doing that? What if you kept doing it and didn't care and started acting like a kid in front of other people? People would start smiling and you'd lighten up the mood of the whole place. And we always appreciate and love people who are not afraid to be themselves, no matter how much of a fool they make of themselves. We look up to those people. That's kind of what we need to remember. It's like you're running your own movie. You're the director and the lead actor in your own movie of your life. So have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your unique wisdom with us here at Public Speaking Superpowers, Marcus.
Sure, no problem. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Well, this is the end of today's episode. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.